Can you imagine, just like that lady I was listening to earlier today down there in Haiti, she said this morning in Haiti, Sunday morning in Haiti, she said, all of a sudden, we had a tremendous tremor, and I'm here like this. And said, whenever it started in the house we were in, everybody in panic jumped and ran outside to get in the open because they're afraid the house is going to fall. How would you like to live in a place like that? But do you know that could happen right here? It could happen anywhere. You know, I never experienced an earthquake till I went into the, when I was in the military and they sent me to Japan. Now, I was right near Tokyo, and I had never experienced an earthquake. I didn't know what an earthquake felt like. And Texas, where I was raised, we never had an earthquake. I never felt one, never. But I was sleeping in my bed there one night, and all of a sudden, things started rattling, pots started rattling, and I felt the bed moving around. I thought, good grief, what's going on? Man, I jumped out of bed, you know, and then everything settled down. Man, I went running outside, you know, I'm looking around out there, and I thought, what in the world happened? Well, the next morning, I told her, I said, you know, maybe I was had a bad dream last night. You know, I said, but did anybody feel your house shake last night? Oh, yeah. He said, that day, yeah, we had an earthquake. I said, a what? I said, oh, he said, those are normal in Japan. I said, you get used to that? He said, yeah. I thought, wow. Japan has had, I don't have any idea how many earthquakes in their history, but they had a bunch of them when I was over there, but nothing like they had done in Haiti the other day. But it said the earth staggers like a drunkard. It trembles like a tent in a storm. It falls and will not rise again, for its sins are very great. Are the sins of the earth great? Oh, man. Are the sins in the church great? Yeah, and that should not be. As a church, we, you know what? Whenever I send out DVDs and CDs free to people, and then I'll have, especially I send them to a home. I remember this one woman and her husband came here not too long ago to a healing school. And she said, my husband got a CD of yours from somebody, and he brought it home, said, honey, you got to listen to this. And said, this guy teaches the Bible different than anybody I've ever heard. So, okay. So she said, he puts it on, and I start listening. He said, about 15 minutes into it, I think, you know, this guy's really good. I really like what he's saying. And then she said, after the first 15 minutes, you begin to step on my pet sin. She said, I listened to about 5 more minutes. I said, turn that thing off. I don't want to hear no more of that. Now, why did she not want to hear it? It was her sin. She didn't want to hear it. And what was the word doing to her? Convicting her of sin, wasn't it, Scott? That has a way, the God that we serve has a way to do that to you, doesn't he? Then he just sat there and pounds you with his word. You better stop it, girl. Otherwise, that's why you're sick. Well, she said, I just couldn't stand you, but said, my husband kept playing that thing where I could hear it and said, finally one day I said, okay, I'll sit down and listen to all of it with you. She said, well, by the time I got through that one CD, I thought, okay, that's why I'm sick. So she said, I repented. My husband prayed for me, and I got healed. So she said, that's why they come from somewhere way off. And she said, now I want to meet you. So she reached up and pulled me down there and said, I want to give you a hug. Thank you for teaching the Word of God. Where it wasn't long before she wanted to kill me. Isn't that something? Yeah. See, when I start walking on your sin and you don't want to hear it, well, most of you just don't come back. You say, I don't want to hear what he has to say. And you don't come back. Well, that's okay. You know, God told me a long time ago, son, you don't have to make them do anything. You just teach the word to those that come, and I'll be the convictor. I'll either bring them, or I'll be the one that heals them, or I'll be the one that kills them. But all you got to do is just teach them what my word says. That's your only job. In fact, I asked the Lord a question one time. I'd been out to Abilene to a reunion, and my sister and I got to talking about some people that say they're saved, you know, that don't live right. You know, you hear people all the time that say, well, I'm a Christian. When did you get saved? Oh, I've always been saved. You know, I go to a Catholic church. I was raised up in a Catholic home, you know, or a Baptist home. You never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior? Well, I've always been a Christian. Well, what makes you think you're going to get to heaven? Oh, I've been a good boy. My good's going to outweigh my bad. All the answers are wrong. None of them line up with the Word of God. So I'm asking the Lord, Lord, there's got to be a verse in your Bible somewhere that'll confirm to me who's lost and who's saved. Would you please share with me where that verse is? He said, son, the answer to your question is in Acts 10:42. Acts 10:42? I want to know who's lost and who's saved. Just as clear as a bell, he said, son, your answer is in Acts 10:42. Let's jump over to Acts 10:42 and then we'll come back here. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Now then, how does that answer my question? I couldn't get it. I looked at that and I looked at that and I said, Lord, that's not the answer to my question. Now then, if I ask God a question, do you think God ever misunderstands my question? No, Gene, he don't never make a mistake, does he? Not never. So guess who is that doesn't understand the question? Me. That's right, me. I'm the one asked the question, but I don't even understand it myself. I'm asking the question, Lord, who's lost and who's saved? How can I tell, if I come up to Kim, Lord, how can I know that she's saved? Oh, I'm sure he's going to say, oh, because of her good works, you can tell. No, that's not what he said at all. Not at all. He said, this is your answer in Acts 10:42. And after I finally read this over and over for about 3 months, I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me revelation on this. I just don't understand this answer you gave me. And so I went down and opened the Bible one more time, and he commanded us to preach unto the people. And as he said, son, that's your job right there. Only told you to do one thing. What did he tell us to do? Preach the word. That's all. And to testify that it is he which was ordained of God, which is Jesus, to be the judge of both the lost and the saved, or the saved, the quick and the dead, the lost and the saved. So what is my job? Preach the word. I don't have to jump up and down and scream and push you down when you come up here and all that kind of stuff. I just pray for you. Somebody said, well, why don't people fall down when you pray for them? I said, because God evidently don't put them on the floor, because I sure don't push them down. I mean, I had one great big old guy one time trying to fall down, and I tried to hold him up. I didn't want him to fall. And so I did, and so he did not fall. But, I mean, I've seen too many people that went and got prayed for, and they fell down. They didn't have a back injury till after they fell down. So then I found out it wasn't God that shoved them down. It was somebody, because if he'd put you on the floor. Now somebody said, do you believe God can put you on the floor? Oh, yes, I believe God can put you on the floor. God can put you anywhere he wants you. I am not a person that'll limit the ability of God. I mean, if God wanted to, he could take me right now and lay me prostrate, and he could float me through the air to preach the gospel right above y'all, about 10, 15 feet up there. He could do anything he wants to do if he wants to. But, you know, I'm not going to tell him to do that so I get some kind of glory out of this. I'm just going to say, God, you do with me whatever you want. But I'm going to teach the word exactly like it's written. And then you do what you want to with the word. If you want to convict them all of sin. I mean, the other day I got tickled at Rosemary. I don't even remember what service it was. But, boy, after the service over, she read me the riot act. She said, you stepped on my toes today. I said, woo. I said, well, I just read the word, Rosemary. It's between you and God. But see, I don't care who you are, every once in a while, God steps on my toes when I read the word. You know that? He can get through to me. Once in a while, he'll say, you know, you need to straighten your act up right here, son. Now, when God tells you better straighten your act up, guess what? You better straighten your act up. And he commanded us to preach and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. So Jesus is going to do that. Now, let's go back to where we was in Isaiah, let's go to 21 and 22. We've already talked about those two. In that day, the day that all these things happen, in that day the Lord will punish the fallen angels in the heavens and the proud rulers of the nations on earth. I wouldn't want to be one of those rulers of the nations. I wouldn't want to be one of the guys that's created all of the nightmare of all the nations in the world. And I'm going to tell you that it's power and money and the Illuminati with the all Bilderbergers and all that bunch up there that thinks they're men that's got the world under control, that's running things. This group of men that are still alive when this comes, this is going to be the bunch that he's got up there. Now, all them that have been a member of all this stuff up till now that have already died, no problem. They're already in hell burning. Those men are not in heaven. Those men that have deceived men But he says, in that day, the Lord will punish the fallen angels in the heavens. So this is the end of the age we're talking about, right? And the proud rulers of the nations on earth, they will be rounded up and put in prison until they are tried and condemned. Tried and condemned. He says, but in this day, the Lord will punish the fallen angels in the heavens. Oh, I'm sure that the ACLU will show up. This is not being done right. I can just see the king now. He's going to send his angels to round up the fallen angels in the heavens and any the proud rulers of the nations on earth. They will be rounded up and put in prison until they are tried and condemned. They're going to try them, but they're all going to be condemned. And then they will die and get to go to the lake of fire forever. 23 and 24. Then the Lord Almighty will mount his throne on Mount Zion. Now, does this sound like the very end of the age we're talking about? When is Jesus going to come back and reign and rule from Jerusalem? At the end of the age. That may be very, very close. He will rule gloriously in Jerusalem in the sight of all the leaders of his people. There will be such glory that the brightness of the sun and the moon will seem to fade away. Now, that last verse right there tells us of the time frame of the verses above, from verse 1 through 20. We see when it's going to happen. Are we there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're there. I mean, we could be so close to these scriptures being fulfilled. It should be of such great importance to you today that everybody that you meet in the course of a day, wherever you are, you talk to them about Jesus. Because if they don't know Jesus, they're going to be part of that devastation, right? Now, do you want to be part of that? Now then, if we as sons and daughters of God are obedient to His Word and we're walking obedient to His Word, even if we get swept away in this and even if we get killed in it, do we still win? Yes, we still win. We still win.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Great Shaking Coming in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.